Welcome Frederick P. Rose Hall, the House of Swing. You are in for a treat tonight. We're happy that you're spending your evening with us and you're not going to be sorry. You know, giants do walk the earth. It's not a myth. It's true because we have one in the house, right in this building. Several of us have had the great opportunity to spend the better part of this week with him. We are better for it. We were incredibly inspired by his humanity, his humility, and his love of music. But first things first, you will hear from him tonight. But first of all, join me in welcoming to the Rose Theater stage the Jesuit Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis.
Thank you all very, very much.
We're going to get right to it. It's going to be so much fun. We have the great pleasure of playing tonight, a man who has exhibited his mastery in composition, improvisation, imagination for going into the sixth decade. Every way he went, he brought an original, a fresh sound. It is our honor to play with him and to play his music. Please welcome Mr. Wayne Shorter. First piece has been arranged by Mr. Victor Goins. It is entitled Yes or No. Wayne said he wrote it as Yes and No, but said R is cool. He was thinking about indecision, and the fact of indecision is greater than the state of it, because even resolute action doesn't keep you from wondering, what if?
Thank you.
Wayne Shorter. Victor Goins, arrangement. Dan Nimrod up there.
This is a piece that was recorded and released on Native Dancer, Columbia, in 1974. It was written at the birth of Ayrto Morales and Flora Perrine's baby. She's now married to the great bassist Walter Booker's son, Krishna. She's a great singer. Her name is Diana, but they call her Gianna. This has been arranged by Mr. Ted Nash.
Thank you.
Wayne Shorter. Seth Nash, arrangement. Dan Nimmer. Marcus Printer.
Now we'd like to play a piece that was recorded and released on the Soothsayer album, Blue Note Records, 1965. It's entitled Lost. Wayne says that he read a book in the library when he was 13, and the book was entitled Lost. It was about children lost in the forest. He says that the song is about not being afraid even when you don't know where you are, because mystery is one of the richest components of life. This has been arranged by Mr. Walter Blandy. Thank you.
Buongiorno. For the blending arrangement. Sid Nash, alto saxophone. Kenny Rampton on the trumpet.
This next piece was recorded and released in 1985 on Columbia Records, album entitled Atlantis. This piece is entitled Endangered Species. Wayne says it's concerned with hunting animals for their hides and tusks for the trivial purpose of adornment. It has been arranged by Mr. Vincent Gardner. Thank you.
Ali Jackson, drums.
Thank you very much. This next piece was recorded and released on an album entitled Adam's Apple for Blue Note in 1966. It's one of my favorite songs. I love the harmonic architecture of it. Mr. Shorter's music, not only is it provocative melodically and interesting to play on rhythmically, his harmonic forms are unequal. It's like Thelonious Monk or something. So well structured, and the logic of it is so original and so absolutely correct. This is a song that I study a lot and learned a lot from. It's a very introspective ballad titled Teru. I did this arrangement to feature our saxophone section.
Thank you.
Kendrick Owens, Walker Landon, saxophone section, Ted Nash, Paul Mancella, Sherman Irby.
This next piece was released on Blue Note Records in 1964. It was done for Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Art will be singing Wayne's tunes 30 years later. You know this one. Tune after tune, always one of Wayne's tunes. He said that this piece was inspired by a picture of the hammerhead fish. He likened it to the intensity of Art Blakey's approach to striking drums. Playing. In fact, he would be, I play drums, I don't strike them. It's entitled Hammerhead. It's been arranged by Sherman Irby.
Thank you.
Wayne Shorter. Sherman Irby, alto saxophone and arrangement. Vincent Carter on the trombone. Ali Jackson on the trumpets. We're the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Once again, Mr. Wayne Shorter. Thank you very, very much. We're going to take a little 15-minute pause, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Davis Quintet. Thank you. Wayne Shorter. Tommy Jackson arranging. Chris Crenshaw from Bowman.
Recorded and released on the album Night Dream of Blue Note Records in 1954. When he says he was thinking about the sound that wants us to mend our ways, or Armageddon is coming. And you know Armageddon takes its time. It's not in a hurry. But if we don't mend, this has been arranged by Mr. Marcus Printer, Armageddon.
Wayne Shorter. Marcus Pinter, trumpet and arrangement. Ali Jackson, the drums. This next piece was recorded and released on Columbia Records in 1985, an album entitled Atlantis. It was written for three young Portuguese mothers who all had the first name Maria. They decided in 1972 to publish a book that would challenge the Salazar dictatorship, the censorship of that regime. The book was indeed banned, and they were arrested for public indecency. But it was three of them, so they could all lie about who did what. They couldn't pin them down. Their trial drew international attention and stretched from the summer of 1973 into 74. And it was ended with all of the charges dropped after the dictatorship was overthrown. This is entitled The Three Marias. It's been arranged by Mr. Carlos Enrique. Carlos Enriquez arrangement. I would like to play a piece that was recorded in 1951. It was released on Nora Blakey album entitled Bohemia's Delight. Bruno Records in 1953, when he says it is concerned with the need for time for contemplation, especially when you're on the road or when you do any repetitive work that you can do by rote. This piece is about realizing what your mission is, contemplating your mission and embracing it. He recalls an opening quote from a 2014 Antoine Fuqua. I always have trouble with the few. Excuse me, Brother Antoine. I love you, but I'm going to struggle with you.
film is entitled The Equalizer. Forgive me. That you and that Q is always giving me problems. Put them together, have mercy. Except if you say Queen, then I'm okay. Start Denzel Washington, I'm okay with Denzel. The film had in it two great moments in existence. One is being born, and the other is knowing why. So this has been arranged by Sherman Irving. Fuqua. Okay, I got you, Antoine. Fuqua. If that's wrong, call me. Let's pronounce it. Yeah, people have their cell phones on. Call the hall. This is a beautiful piece entitled Contemplation. It's been arranged by Mr. Sherman Irby. Thank you.
Wayne Shorter playing all kinds of saxophones.
The final selection I'd like to play was recorded and released on an album entitled Kelly Great for VJ Records in 1959. It was the one Kelly Quartet. Wayne says he was inspired by the love triangle of Frankie and Johnny from the perspective of Miss Nellie Bly. You know, Nellie conspired with Johnny, and that inspired Frankie to send Johnny to the great beyond at his rightful time. It was originally entitled Mama G, played by Art Blakey and Jasmine. It's called Nellie Bly. It's been arranged by Mr. Chris Crenshaw.
Charter, the great Wayne Charter, the great Wayne Charter. Chris Grimshaw, arrangement. Elliot Mason, Dan Nimmer, Carlos Enriquez, Ami Jackson on the drum. Victor Goins, Ken Nash, Sherman Irby, Walter Banding, Paul Nanzella, Vincent Gardner, Timmy Lampton, Marcus Printup, Ryan Kaiser. We have the Jazz Magnificent Orchestra. It has been our great honor and pleasure to play with the one and only, the legendary Wayne Shorter. Thank you all very, very much for coming out tonight. We hope you've enjoyed yourselves here in the House of Strength. We have been here. Great. So short.